The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to talk about digital twins. What does that mean? Well, there's apparently predictions from futurist types that you might have one within as soon as the next 5 years. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And we're going to continue, though, with your phone calls. Also, the official response from the director of the Department of Homeland Security to an excoriating article by the Washington Post revealing the many of the inefficiencies and frustrations in working for this humongous government bureaucracy supposedly tasked with keeping you safe. But apparently they can't even get their office supplies together efficiently enough to bother to, you know, to be able to put together a simple report on time. So how could they keep anybody safe? It was pretty ridiculous, some of the stuff that was revealed. But let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts, because you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. Tony, in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Tony. What's on your mind tonight?
I guess the topic is bitcoins. I have a few questions. I'm not sure if I'm limited on the questions or not. But first and foremost, my question is regarding Skyhook, Bitcoin ATMs. Have they came out with any regulations as far as anti-money laundering laws or fines then, as far as all that's concerned? If you set one up and it's, you know, peer-to-peer, does that create its own loophole so it doesn't have to be regulated or whatever?
Okay, good question. So Bitcoin, for just our listeners who are just tuning in, maybe they don't know what a Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, and it is not issued by any bank or any government. It's an amazing technology that is, I think, going to, and if not is, changing the world.
The currency of the internet.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. And so there are these things. You use the term Bitcoin ATM, and I think even Skyhook uses that term. I think that's personally a mistake, because it doesn't actually, like an ATM, it doesn't spit out cash. It actually takes in cash, more like a vending machine. So I actually have a Project Skyhook, since you happen to ask about it. So I have some personal experience with this device. It's not the only Bitcoin vending machine, ATM, whatever you want to call it, out there, but it's the most affordable one that I've seen. It's approximately $1,000 U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoin is what it costs to get one of these things. And my experience with it has been fairly positive so far. And actually, the reason I bought the Project Skyhook was because they had pulled from their website the CYA form that they had up there for a while. It used to be that in order to order one of the Project Skyhooks in the United States, you'd have to file some sort of – you had to fill out a form that said – that had statements like, I agree that I may be regulated as a money – transmitting business by the FinCEN, and I've read all the FinCEN regulations, and, you know, they're basically a CYA, cover-your-butt kind of thing, and I wasn't willing to sign that piece of paper in order to get one of these devices, and I just, I was interested in the technology, so I kept coming back to the website every few weeks just to check in and see what was going on, you know, if there was new news and things like that. And so one time I came back to the website and the form was gone. They didn't require the form to order that thing anymore, so I placed the order right then and got myself one of these devices. So I don't think there's any requirement now unless they've added the form back to their website since then.
Well, I mean, I'm talking in terms of CYA for myself. If I was to set one up in a place of business where I live, and, you know, would the man come knocking on my door and say that they know things that I don't, and I'm in, you know, the deep end of trouble or something in regards to that?
I don't know about that. I think that's I mean, I'm not a lawyer, right? And even if you were to ask an attorney, they would only have an opinion. And certainly if the federal goons or state agents want to come after you, they're going to do it. and they'll manufacture something to come after you about. Now, I think that, you know, one of the reasons why I call this thing a Bitcoin vending machine is, again, it only takes in currency and distributes out Bitcoins. But the other important thing about the project Skyhook is that it does not interface with the Bitcoin exchanges, at least not at this time. Now, the interesting thing about Project Skyhook is they claim that it's open source. So in theory, someone could write some code for the Skyhook that you could upload into it that would interface with the Bitcoin exchanges. But the way Skyhook works, and I think this is one of the reasons why it's only $1,000 instead of, say, $6,000, which you might pay for the Lamassu ATM, the big difference is Lamassu interacts with the exchanges, meaning that if you go and buy from a Lamassu and they're interacting with an exchange, then you're buying from the exchange and the machine is essentially the intermediary there. Whereas the Skyhook only sells what you load into it. So when I've got my Skyhook, I'm actually selling my own personal Bitcoins essentially. Whichever Bitcoins are loaded into the machine from whatever source. But the Skyhook does not link into the exchange, so you're not actually buying from a market through the Skyhook. Does that make any sense? And I think that may be why it is not as regulated. That's why they may have taken that CYA form down from their website. That's just speculation on my part, though.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've got the RoboCoin, which is obviously, trying to please the man and bow down, so to speak, and you've got the Genesis One as well, which is obviously cheaper and not quite as mainstream, but at least Skyhook kept it in true Bitcoin fashion and offered to do it open source instead of pandering to the man or what have you.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. In fact, I'm on their website right now, and there does not appear to be the CYA form. So it appears they decided to take that form off and keep it off of their website. So I'm very happy about that. And in fact, as we mentioned earlier, Coins in the Kingdom, one of the Skyhook guys, Kyle Drake, is going to be at that event. So check out coinsinthekingdom.com. I would love to see somebody write some code for the Skyhook that does allow interfacing with the exchanges. And there's always going to be risk involved in this. I mean, even the individuals who are selling Bitcoins on local Bitcoins have encountered trouble in some instances with banks shutting down their accounts, with law enforcement arresting them. One of the issues was that if a customer tells you, hey, I'm going to buy some drugs with this on the Silk Road, and then they you sell them Bitcoins, that could be a problem. So there's all kinds of areas in which you could step that could result in legal issues with this. This is a new world, right? This is a new currency. We've never entered this realm before now, and it's going to be a bit of a messy process along the way. So I would say risk is involved. I'm sure there's some attorney out there that would love to charge you thousands of dollars to give you advice about this. And I imagine their advice would be to jump through all the FinCEN regulations and all that nonsense. But as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to buy something from a vending machine, they shouldn't have to get some federal permission for that. And that's what I consider this. I consider this a Bitcoin vending machine.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, it's very convenient for them that the law is interpreted. That's why it takes, 9 judges on the Supreme Court to tell you what the law says. It's not obviously set in stone. I had a point there, but I just lost it in the midst of it. My next question is, how do you unite the libertarians, so to speak, or anarcho-capitalists and Bitcoin enthusiasts? How do you unite that and really set the spark to create that fire so that, it's not like this 8% of the country is aware of Bitcoin type of thing. How do we get it, mainstream, so to speak?
Are you trying to start to spark a fire
for Bitcoin?
For in the libertarian community or the Bitcoin community?
I think everybody, who's aware of Bitcoin, they're aware of it for different reasons. Some people may be financial. Some people may think it's cool. Some people may be in computer science. Other people other anarchists or, libertarians, they understand it from more of a philosophical and a deeper rooted message, which is, decentralized and, uncontrolled and just absolute freedom in its purest form. And it's the cash of the internet, as Antonopoulos says. And, I mean, there's just so many different levels to it. And like you said, it is so new. We really don't know where it's going to go, so.
That didn't really clarify the question for me. What's the question exactly?
Say, how would you go about promoting, making in a Hello? Local area where you live?
Making people aware in a local area?
Yeah, I mean, what's the
excellent
best way
question? Excellent question. I tell you what, we'll talk about it coming back here in moments. Thanks for the call tonight, Tony. If you got more questions, call another night. I appreciate that. We'll talk about promoting Bitcoins locally coming up on Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Bitcoin, actually. Our most recent caller asked the question about, well, how do you promote Bitcoin locally? How do you effectively do that? And we can talk about that here in a moment, but there's all kinds of Bitcoin action going on online. That's obviously the real strength of Bitcoin at the moment, but hopefully we'll see more local adoption of it. BitcoinBountyHunter.com has recently launched, and there are bounties available right now. One of them is worth $16,000. Use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. You can place your own bounty or add to the ones there. The authorities aren't going to solve these cases. It'll be done by people like you, people that profit from their work and skill. Go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Johnny Ray, you look confused.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah, it's brand new. In fact, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, is one of the people behind launching this website. So, in fact, I think Roger is one of the folks who has placed a bounty because I guess somebody's tried to hack him or something. He wants to get the identity of that person. So if you can help him out, and there's other bounties available right now, BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Check that out. So we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts here, but I briefly wanted to answer the question that we had in the last segment about, you know, what do you do to promote Bitcoin locally in physical reality where you live? I can't say I'm an expert at this, and I don't think anyone is. I mean, this is a new area. Bitcoin is a new concept. The idea is decentralized currency, not issued by any bank or government, transfer money to anywhere in the world in an instant. It's incredible. It's something that you do need to, if you're a Bitcoin person, evangelize about, talk to people about. If you want Bitcoin to be successful, bring it up at your favorite local business. Where do you go shopping where you're a regular customer, where they know you by name? That's a great place to ask. Hey, you guys taking Bitcoin yet? And then just lay it out there and see what their response is. Maybe they've already heard of Bitcoin and have been considering it. And maybe your asking them will be the incentive that they need to get serious about it. Or maybe they've never heard of Bitcoin and you'll just be starting from scratch and giving them some basic information. There are some tools available out there to do this outreach, and I don't know where the best website to go is to get those tools. Here in Keene, we've got a Bitcoin group called the Keene Bitcoin Network. It's a Facebook group. And we meet in reality every now and then, and at some of those meetings we came up with a flyer, kind of a quarter-page size flyer, like a 4x6 flyer, which is very nice looking. It's graphically pleasing, and we've printed thousands of these flyers at this point. Started with 1,000 of them, burned through those, and then now we've got another 2,500 of them that we're going to be going through. And I was at a recent music event in downtown Keene, where there were probably, you know, a few thousand folks in the streets. And I was just handing them out to folks. Hey, have you heard of Bitcoin yet? Have you heard of Bitcoin yet? And, you know, people are saying yes or no. It doesn't matter what they say. The question is whether or not they will take the flyer from me. And I didn't have any trouble distributing a few hundred flyers within a matter of an hour or two. So that's one way to do it, to literally just put information into people's hands, to go to businesses. You know, you don't have to go out of your way, although that would be nice. What I think really be ideal would be somebody going door to door to businesses, talking to the managers, the owners, and pitching Bitcoin to them. But the problem with that, Johnny Ray, is that there's not much of an incentive directly to do that. Like if you go and you pitch a Bitcoin to a business, you're not going to get paid on that. There's no way that I know of, at least, to monetize that in any significant manner. So it would have to be more of like an activist kind of hobby thing that you would do when you have the time to do it. Because I don't think you can make a living at that. I'd love to be proven wrong. I'd love for somebody to make a business out of going around to businesses and introducing them to Bitcoin, getting them started. Maybe in theory, some have suggested that perhaps you could be like a local exchange for the business owner, like to where they could buy Bitcoin from you or sell Bitcoin to you. But that seems a little clunky when you've got tools like Coinbase and BitPay. These are these merchant services providers who will hook into your bank account if you're a business owner, you hook up, you know, start your account with Coinbase or BitPay. They link into your bank account. They verify your identity, things like that. And then when you receive payments through these systems, they can cash you out immediately. So you wouldn't have to wait for someone to come around on foot to buy the Bitcoin. So I don't know if you can make Bitcoin evangelism or Bitcoin advocacy or being a Bitcoin salesman, if you will. I don't know if you could make a career out of that at this point. I'd love to be proven wrong, and please, if you can prove me wrong on that, give us a call and let us know how you do it at 855-453. How do you introduce Bitcoin locally?
I'm looking at bitcoin.meetup.com, and it looks like this is a real approximation, but it looks like there's about 250-plus Bitcoin meetup groups in the U.S., and approximately 30,000 Bitcoin meetup members.
I bet if you are in a medium to large city that there's likely a Bitcoin meetup somewhere nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good place to connect with other people who are already on board and maybe brainstorm some ideas of how to get this stuff into people's hands. You know, give people information. That's what you got to do. Get on the radio. Talk to local media. We've had a front page news article here in Keene about the Bitcoin world. And there have been other articles across New Hampshire that have appeared in newspapers. So that's another way to do it, you know, try to reach out to the media and see if they'll bite on the story. That's all I got for you. So physical outreach with information that you can put into people's hands, going into businesses, and make sure if you're going to go into a business, you have something to leave with them too. So again, designing, having some sort of a flyer, and I believe some of these exist. Just look for like Bitcoin outreach flyers or something on Google and see what else is already out there. I know, was it Bitcoin Bigfoot? I think Sovereign Curtis, who used to be on this show a long time ago, started some sort of an outreach group where they've designed some flyers. So check that out. Maybe Bitcoin Bigfoot is something you want to look at. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Alma in Georgia listening to WVFT in Tallahassee. Hey, Alma.
Thank you, darling. You know, I used to get so upset when the government said that Americans wouldn't work because I'll work. I have had two plumbers in my house. They won't come back again and fix my sink 2 years now. They say it's too much work. I've had a tropical storm to come through. And couldn't get a roofer over here because my insurance was only paid for a partial job. So I had Latinos do it. Marvelous job they did for me. Even did extra work. Now I can't get a chimney sweeper. And on top of it, I put a truck, a dually, into a shop. I get it out, and they don't even put water in the radiator. Now, it's been in there 16 days.
Mm, wow.
Yeah. Tell me what's wrong with America.
Well,
I'd like to hear from other people. Are y'all having these problems? I'm having it. Is it just my hell?
Americans just seem
to fall into hell.
They've got a real sense of entitlement about
soft.
Everything in the world.
Soft people.
Soft. Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, I mean, if you think about it, an immigrant is somebody who's really looking for an opportunity.
They're nice people.
Absolutely they are. And every immigrant I've ever met has been nice. Obviously, there are going to be exceptions to that, but there are also scumbag Americans as well,
yes,
as you've learned.
Yes, they are. Black and white. They come in all colors.
No doubt, Alma. I appreciate where you're coming from. I wish you the best, and I thank you for the call tonight. I think, Johnny Ray, your answer is right on that. 855-453. We need immigration freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we invite you to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Pro XPN. If you care about online privacy, go get their software right now over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a free download. Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Even Linux users, you can get ProXPN working, and it's actually pretty simple to get it rolling on Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get started there, and you'll be encrypting your internet connection within moments. And once your internet connection is encrypted, that means your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and every search you make. In some cases, keeping those logs as long as 5 years. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up there. Again, you can start for free, try out the service, and when you're ready, upgrade to the premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, And ProXPN, by the way, doesn't keep records of your online habits, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. The money isn't much. It breaks down to about $5 a month when you use our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50. That's 50% off on an annual account, which, by the way, lasts for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you want to save even more? Pay with Bitcoin for that annual account. Use code FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use those codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Whether it's Bitcoin or the inefficient Department of Homeland Security, you can bring up absolutely anything. Immigration, freedom. Whatever is on your mind goes here. In fact, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get to this bureaucrat, Johnny Ray, this Department of Homeland Security guy. If you want to give us a summary of what it is he has to say, maybe an excerpt. I don't know if we'll get to his whole statement here because folks have things they want to say. Let's go to Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Roberts.
Hi.
Hello, hey, Robert.
How you doing, Johnny?
Great.
Hey, Robert, go ahead.
You guys were talking about secession, you know, and for the state of Vermont. I don't think we need that over here. I mean, it's fair to say we're pretty, it's pretty loose over here. I mean, if we were any more laid back, we'd be dead.
Well, you know, yeah, but the idea is to get out from underneath the federal government's thumb. I mean, there's, I'm sure, a lot of people in Vermont who don't want to have to pay taxes to, let's say, go to war and kill people around the world. I mean, I imagine that's a pretty popular viewpoint there.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, obviously we're not perfect over here, but, you know, one of the things that I like over here in Vermont is that out of all the states in the United States, the state of Vermont has the laxest gun laws.
Yeah, you know, it's true. It's true. And it's amazing, considering how sort of lefty the state is. It's not
right.
Lefty in all ways.
The other thing of it is, too, is that in Vermont, we make our own pellets. They have Green Mountain coffee roasters that are over here. There's a lot of organic farms that are over here.
A lot of independent brewers as well, from what I understand, beer.
Independent brewers. A lot of the farmers that are over here, they'll take and they'll have some Jamaicans. You know, they'll go get them and then they bring them here and then they help farm all of the farms. At least in my area they do. I'm sure they're probably up in the North Kingdom that they do.
I think Vermont would be fine. I mean, I think that actually, if you look at, you mentioned the local farms, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire are the three most, I think the word is local vore. They're the three most local food consuming, more interested than the other states in the union in doing, you know, buying local, buying from local farms, that kind of thing. I think Vermont, New Hampshire, I think we'd be fine if we saw secession. And in fact, we'd be better off because we'd keep the money that we earn rather than sending it off to the federal government to be blown up and used to kill people.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, again, there are some things, like you say, that I agree with that need to be, you know, straightened out. And one of them is, obviously, is to get rid of the federal government. But for all intents and purposes, I think we're in real good shape. I mean, even some of the farms that are up in the North Kingdom, you know, they're able to get through the whole winter, you know, heating these places with cow manure. It's fascinating. It really is.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Johnny Ray, you have an excerpt from this bureaucrat. We spent the bulk of the show here tonight talking about the Department of Homeland Security. I don't know how long this letter is that he wrote to the Washington Post, but the Washington Post basically did an expose on they interviewed several former Department of Homeland Security agents who have quit their jobs out of frustration of how bureaucratic and inefficient and annoying and awful these positions are.
Yes, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security is Jay Johnson. In a statement, Johnson said the story, quote, is about the past and disregards the present, end quote, and focuses excessively on past problems at the Department of Homeland Security while paying scant attention to more positive developments in recent months.
And I'm sure it goes on to talk about how That's how things have changed and everything is peachy keen.
The story's portrayal of the Department of Homeland Security is unrecognizable to anyone acquainted with the remarkable reconstruction of this agency over the last 9 months.
That I have presided over in my tenure.
He said that 12 senior level officials have been appointed to DHS posts over the past 9 months and each has pledged to serve until at least the end of this administration.
So what, another 2 years maximum is their pledge?
Right, and what is their pledge worth?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. What a scumbag. Let's go to James listening in West Virginia. Do you believe him? I sure don't. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Go ahead. I was just wondering if you guys were aware of the news break with the evidence of EPA and its attack on coal, and Obama led... small businesses that really are tightly entwined with our government. And
no, I'm not aware of this.
I can't remember what source, news source, but I was talking about it today with a couple coworkers, and you know I'm from West Virginia, so we've been aware of this attack on coal for a while now.
I bet. Coal's a big industry there.
Family, a lot of friends and family being laid off. And, you know, coal is one of our, you know, shut up. sorry about that. One of our leading, energy businesses. And it's, I got you. Sorry, guys.
Coal's important there in West Virginia. I mean, it's major.
It's important for the nation. It's important for the entire nation. It's one of our leading exports. It's just a huge money profit for the entire country, and it's just one more thing that doesn't make any sense as why they're doing it, except that the bureaucrats, the billionaire psychopaths that are secretly running our government, our wicked, deceitful, twisted government. It's just one more way they're in charge. And another thing I just wanted to ask if you guys were aware of, I learned about these Oath Keepers, O-A-T-H, Oath Keepers.
Yep.
Yeah, I just watched a really nice little piece on the founder and talking about, what was his name? Can't remember his name, but he's
Stuart Rhodes.
Sheepdog versus sheepdog speech.
I'm not familiar with the speech, but I'm familiar with the organization. The Oath Keepers are, in a lot of cases, former military, former police, sometimes current active duty, they'll swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, and that means, to them, usually it means not confiscating people's guns and things like that. I would like to see the Oath Keepers go further and not violate people's rights as well, by arresting pot smokers and other peaceful people who haven't harmed anyone else. But, yeah, it's definitely an agency, or not agency, I said the wrong word. It's a group, an interest group worth looking into. If you are in the military or if you are in the police or you have loved ones who are, definitely worth turning them on to it. James, thanks for the call tonight. And if you're in West Virginia, the attack on coal, that might be a reason to secede. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue issues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time to get your call and thoughts in here if you dial in now. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Get you hooked up with a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost. The pound itself will cost you nothing. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. And when you buy through BuzzBox, through coffee.freetalklive.com, every 10 listeners that comes on board, we can then finance another microloan out through Kiva. And that helps people in tough parts of the world make a better life for themselves. And every time those loans get paid back, we'll refinance more loans out to help more people. So you can drink great coffee and help people around the world change their lives for the better. Get your first pound for free at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com to Skype, where Nathan's on the line in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I thought that discussion you had was interesting about the toxic work culture at the Homeland Security, because in my own life, I've known people who both had really good sort of government jobs, like someone I went to high school with is currently working for a public policy think tank in D.C. and apparently seems to be really happy there. And I've also known people who kind of, you know, work the crappy post office welfare type jobs, you know, where it's kind of a toxic environment. So I was wondering, what do you guys think of people who work maybe not necessarily a strictly government job, but yeah, they're sort of working in that kind of culture? And they're kind of not woken up, so to speak. Do you think people can be happy doing that sort of thing? And if not, why not?
I think you can find happiness. That it doesn't really matter what you do. Whether you find happiness is really all about your own choices and how you approach life and how you look at things. I think that there are people who can be happy in a job as a garbage man. It just depends on their own perspective. But Johnny Ray, how would you answer that?
I would say that the moment that you realize that you are a parasite, then it becomes increasingly less easy to be happy at your job. When you realize that everything you do is done after first stealing from somebody, then you really can't. I couldn't be happy when I was in the Marine Corps. I wasn't completely on board with libertarian anarchy, as I call it, as I am now, but I knew that there was something not right. So I couldn't have been happy with a career in the federal government.
Yeah, you defended taxes on one hand, but then on the other hand, you thought freedom or something was important. I think I saw a video where you talked about that. So that's interesting because, I guess to a certain extent it's subjective. I mean, I've seen pictures like on Facebook of this friend and he seems to be really happy doing it, but I couldn't see myself being happy in that position. And so I just thought it was an interesting juxtaposition that, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a toxic work culture, which certainly a lot of these bureaucracies do have. It can be more about a kind of moral, maybe not moral, but kind of an insight about your own life kind of thing.
Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Story from the Daily Mail about the digital twins. By 2020, our day-to-day lives, relationships, and even what to have for dinner could be controlled and run by digital versions of ourselves. According to futurist John Smart, within the next 6 years, many of us could have so-called digital twins that schedule our appointments and even have conversations with others on our behalf. And they could one day console loved ones after we die by mimicking our voice, emotions, mannerisms, and thoughts. Mr. Smart, founder of the Acceleration Studies Foundation, made the comments during an interview with Business Insider, saying that digital twins will become increasingly like us and extensions of us. When you and I die, our kids aren't going to go to our tombstones. They're going to fire up our digital twins and talk to them. Seems kind of creepy. He continued that there are prediction apps and software that already carry out similar tasks, such as Siri and Google Now, and these services are only going to get smarter as algorithms, interfaces, and processing power increases. The software and prediction apps is based on an algorithm that combines various snippets of information to form a prediction. In the case of personal assistant apps, the software scans calendar entries to work out where a user is or should be. It combines this with location data taken from the phone's GPS unit, as well as posts on social networks, email information, and more. It then presents the user with the help that it thinks that they need. For example, if a calendar on an Android phone contains a diary invite, Google Now will create a reminder. It will then check to see whether the user is en route to the meeting and add directions to the reminder, or work out how long it will take them to get there based on current traffic. Elsewhere, as users pass bus stops, prediction apps can show us bus timetables, show the latest deals as they enter a supermarket, or open a digital boarding pass as they approach an airport. Mr. Smart believes that digital twins could additionally learn our likes and dislikes from emails, messages, and verbal feedback in a way that machine learning currently does. IBM's Watson supercomputer uses machine learning, as does Eugene Goostman, a computer program that was able to trick users into thinking that it was a teenage boy, leading to claims that it had passed the Turing test. Watson won the TV game show Jeopardy in 2011 by answering general knowledge questions posed in natural language. And more recently, it has been used as a customer call center agent and can learn a customer's needs. The Turing test was introduced by Second World War codebreaker Alan Turing in 1950 as part of his paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, in which he predicted that computers would one day be programmed to acquire abilities rivaling human intelligence. He proposed a test called the imitation game, which would identify whether a computer is capable of thought. A person, called the interrogator, engages in a text-based conversation with another person and a computer, and must determine which is which. If they're unable to do so, then the computer is deemed to have passed, as was the case with Eugene. And as firms such as Google buy artificial intelligence firms such as DeepMind, it makes the technology more mainstream. Google's acquisition of DeepMind in June wasn't the first foray by Google into artificial intelligence and machine learning. Its Hummingbird search update was created to make Google more human, and searches can now understand context like a human brain. Google also hired futurist Ray Kurzweil as engineering director back in 2012. Kurzweil, of course, famously claimed that in just over 30 years, humans will be able to upload their entire minds to computers and become digitally immortal, an event called the Singularity. I don't think that's an exact description of what the singularity is, but nonetheless, he also believes the biological parts of our body will be replaced with mechanical parts, and this could happen as early as 2100. The claims made by John Smart are a step towards this futurist theory of singularity becoming a reality. Andrew Sheehy from Generator Research told Mail Online, quote, "We can already see evidence of machine learning and machine intelligence in existing Google products like Google Now, the search function that forms part of Google Plus Photos, and Google's self-driving car project. A string of recent acquisitions in the field of robotics and machine intelligence, along with the recent hiring of Ray Kurzweil as a director of engineering, shows that Google is by no means done with machine learning. It's clear the company is just getting started. Taking into account the present scale of Google's computer network, the size of its user base, and its capital reserves, Google is well placed to take on something as ambitious as machine consciousness. Now, machine consciousness differs from machine intelligence. There are already intelligent machines that can learn from their mistakes and fix errors, but many of these are programmed to do so. For example, world chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov was defeated by IBM's Deep Blue supercomputer back in 1997. To make wise decisions in the present, we must strive to deeply understand where we are in relation to both the known past and our probable futures, explained Mr. Smart. This will require the support of global communities, which make the disciplined development of the field of foresight their top priority. In particular, he says, one of my long-term professional goals is to find passionate financial sponsors interested in the development of more world-leading academic programs in technology foresight, acceleration studies, and evolutionary development studies. So it doesn't really explain exactly how this self, this second you, this digital twin is going to come about.
Created.
But I have to say I'm a little nervous about it. I mean, I don't know if I trust a computer to represent me. Do you, Johnny Ray?
I would have to, you know, see what caliber this twin is. I've, you know, Ian, I have a twin brother.
That's right, you do.
So I've got a flesh and blood twin and he can do my business for me.
I mean, ideally, it would be great, right? I mean, I've said on the air here, I would love to have a second me,
right,
to, you know, take care of some of the tasks that I have to do on a daily basis so I could free my time up to do more of my tasks that I have to do and get more things done. But at the same time, I would
trust my twin. I think that a twin could be created that was a lot more competent than I am myself.
It's probably true, and I'm sure that once it becomes real, we'll know for sure whether or not we trust them.
I have a non sequitur, Ian, that I have to throw
yes.
out there. Kiwi6.com/artists/freedomzealot is Will Griggs' podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Will
okay.
Griggs is a fantastic writer, and he's got a great podcast.
What's it called?
Kiwi6.com
no,
slash...
No, what's the podcast called?
The Freedom Zealot.
That's probably
podcast.
Easier to look for. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free.
and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now.
You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.